Ken.
Hey, Ken, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, Ken, John with Local Splash there, calling you back there. How you doing?
With who?
John with Local Splash, the Google guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll see you later. What's that now?
Oh, yeah, I was
just
picking up
over finishing up over here, that's all.
Okay, gotcha. So, Ken, I know you wanted to speak with Brandon as well, too, a bunch of things here. I'm going to leave the floor in your hands a little bit here. Did you guys have any questions or anything, or decide what you guys wanted to do, or?
Oh, John, okay. Yeah, here's what's going on. Now, you're telling me you can get me on the first page. How
first
soon?
Page Google.
I mean, I think I asked this question.
Yep.
Just want to verify it.
Sure.
How soon can I get up, rank up near the top?
So, with this package that we're going to be doing for you, the Google Ads itself gets up there in the first 7 to 14 days. That moves very quickly. Now, when it comes to the organic spot below that as well, that's the difficult part. So, but we actually move very fast. I mean, we get the customers up there within the first 30 to 45 days. And that's on average. I've seen it done pretty darn fast, no lie. But with this package on there, it could definitely, you know, expedite that as well.
All right, here's what I'm looking to do. I want to pay you to build me a website. Brandon wants to do this shit on his own. He thinks he's going to, you know, these young kids, they know it all. And
yeah,
they could do it better than anybody that's been doing it longer. And they have their own way, and they want to do it their way. And, you know, they don't want to be told anything.
Right.
And I just wanted to cash in on his web, on his name. Because
right.
we had a website that was Downriver Plumbers. And an SEO that ran it, I leased it from them, okay, which I told you in the past about that,
right?
Mm-hmm. So
sure.
the thing is, I wanted to cash in because that's a key thing down here, downriver. That's a big name, big draw, and it's a key word.
Oh, yeah.
Key word.
Yes, sir.
Downriver and Downriver Plumbers. Mm-hmm. So he only owns that website, so or not the website, the domain name. So
okay.
what I want to do is utilize mine then. I want you to build me a website. I do not want to use, you still ain't been able to go to KM Ballast Plumbing.
Okay.
And pull anything up on Google.
Let me see here. Let me go in incognito mode here. Give me one moment.
I have my business card is the face of the ad. Okay.
Okay.
I got someone doing that, and when if you can do what you're telling me to do, I might eliminate him because I'm not pleased with as long as it's been taking him to get me where I need to be. Where I want to be. I'm not there all over downriver. I'm only in Taylor. So it's a problem. And he's held now. What do you know about back pages?
So back pages and backlinks are the things that you use on your website to, you know, get noticed, right? To get, it's the SEO part, right? Where a lot of people like to mess up on. I'm going to say like to because they think they put all these different back pages and backlinks and it actually can hurt your company where Google will flag it where it says too much and they take it down, right? So you don't want that either. Now, that's something that we help with as well. We're very, very knowledgeable with that. So I'm very confident behind that part.
Something you're going to pay for?
No, not at all. That's actually included in the package with your website here.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Now, our team will go, I mean, if you ask them and say, hey, listen, what kind of backlinks can we use, blah, 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 they're very knowledgeable and explain things very thoroughly with you as well. So it's about like a wipe.
It's great to me.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, you know, when we're developing this website for you, they're going to talk to you about it, right? They're not going to just develop a website and say, there you go, right? And we want to make sure it's tailored to your company. You know, that's a big piece. So, I mean, there may be some trial and errors with it, but at least the communication, we keep that alive the way we are doing, like, right now, and you're going to be just fine. Yeah.
Okay. I want you guys to go ahead. I want to pay that $99. Have you build a website.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
And I want to do the other deal.
Okay.
You said $450? Something like that?
$449. You're right on the nose there.
$449. Okay.
All right.
So, and that's month to month. Every month that bill's going to be, you're going to call in and get paid, or you're going to bill me. Right?
It'll be billed to the card that we'll put on file today.
Right. That's what I mean.
And anytime, let's say you need to update anything, you'll have a dashboard, which is your tracking system. But at the same time, just know that, if it's big modifications, like something important like that, let our team know. Call in, let them know, so that way there's no miscommunication or something off like that. I'd rather you call in for that. Okay, Ken?
Right.
So,
okay.
Go ahead.
I want to go with that.
Okay.
And then how many keywords are we going to have?
You can have up to 100.
Oh, sweet.
This package. So, keywords and phrases. So, we could rock and roll with that. Now, Ken, let's take it one step at a time. Let's start off here. Is it Ken, just K-E-N, or is it short for Kenneth?
It's Kenneth. It's short for Kenneth.
Dude, my brother's name's Kenneth. That's why I was asking on that one, too. All right. And then, Ken, how do you spell your last name?
V like in Victor. A-L-L-I-S.
Right. And then the email, you want to keep it the same, right? The downriverplumbers@gmail.com?
No.
Okay. Talk to me about this one.
No, not at all. That's
all right,
Brandon's. We don't want to go to him. He don't want to get on this. You know what he wants to do? He wants to benefit from my financial. I told him, look, I'll pay half of it. You get it, and do it in the Downriver Plumbers, blah, blah, blah. I said, I'll pay half of it, but he's going to be taking the calls. So there's more work on his end. And I would have liked that because I've been doing this for a long time. I take calls. It doesn't bother me, and I don't mind, and I get to control it. And I know it inside and out, so I'm able to handle the customer. So he don't want to do it. I guess he's not wanting to do all that. And then he wants me to pay the whole thing, but he wants to work and collect the money.
What? No.
He's a millennial.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He's a millennial. It's working for him now. I mean, it's what he's doing now. But for him to have to pay anything more out of his packet, he don't want to do, even though it's going to bring him more. He don't see that far into the future. He's into the here and now.
Yeah. If he's in the here now, he's gonna have no future. If you're not planning for the future, then what are you doing? So anyway,
well,
all right.
That's why he says I want to. That's why he says I want to take my time. I'm going to build my own website and I'm going to do this and that. Okay. And I'm thinking, well, fuck, we're starving now. What are you going to? You're going to be dead by the time you get your shit up and running.
Right. That's why.
Or he's going to keep it a secret. I don't know. But he can't operate without me. I have all the major tools. I have the vehicle. He doesn't have a vehicle. He has some hand tools, but he doesn't have anything major, and I've got it all. And then I've got all the connections.
He's
have to open up his own accounts and all that shit. So.
Yep. He's going to feel the wrath on
that.
Not going
to eliminate him. Yeah. I'm not worried about that. So I want to roll ahead because this is an opportunity that came up. We're needing it now. I'm ready. I was ready the first day. But I wanted to run this by Brandon. I wanted to get him involved because he's going for his license and all that. But he's looking for his future, not ours.
Got it. Yeah. Well, everyone for themselves on this one now, All right.
Yeah.
Well, Ken, we'll get this going. What's the email I could send? I want to make sure you have your breakdown of the invoice and everything here, as promised. So what's the best email I
could
send?
Yeah, you can send it to KM Ballas, KM. V like in Victor, ALLISINC @gmail.com.
Beautiful. Love the email. Okay. And now, two questions. For the phone number I'm talking to you on right now, ending with 1196, that's the best phone number I could reach you.
Number.
Oh, okay.
The only number.
That's the next question. All right. Now, this part is for Google. I need to make sure I have it on point. I don't want anything to have delays, okay? So, I have the business name as KM, both capitalized. I have last name Valles, Plumbing. I have the business address,
Plumbing and Sewer Inc. Actually.
Ooh. Is the "and" spelled out, or is that the "and" symbol?
Yes.
And,
spelled out.
Okay. Sewer Inc. Boom. Thank God I asked. Okay. And then the address. Now, this part is optional for you, okay? Meaning that for on Google, you don't have to publicly show the address, but they do. But Google does require a physical address to get you verified and things like that. So, First off, the address I have on file is 710 Bates Street, 48226.
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
What we got here?
It's not even a legit address.
Really?
Although I was on it with Google. Google set me up with it. A guy from Google like yourself found me that address and got me established back then. And that was, I don't know.
What?
Maybe
that blows my mind.
20 years ago. 25 years
ago. Okay, I was going to say. I was like, that definitely not nowadays.
Okay. No, okay. No. Google's changed a lot. So
yeah.
I got an address. It's 14213 Jackson.
Jackson, okay.
Taylor. Michigan, of course.
Yep. Boom, boom.
48180.
Perfect, got it. All right, let me update that. And now, again, because our team is going to be developing a lot of stuff here with you, your website, they want to show you how to go through and keep track of your analytics, through your dashboard, all of this. So I could set that up as early as tomorrow if you wanted to. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance to get that running?
Tomorrow's going to be a busy day.
Okay. What day works for you? And I'll make sure
Friday
to see
is
what
better.
You got here. Friday is better?
Friday's better, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Yeah. Let me look at my calendar here. I know tomorrow got real busy all of a sudden. And then... today's the 12th. Today's the 13th. Right?
13th, yeah. Yep. You got it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's fine. I only have an appointment on Thursday that I'm aware of. I might have a job, but I'll have to squeeze it in.
Okay. So Friday it is?
Oh, Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Okay. What time on Thursday works better? I'm wide open, pretty much. So I could do as early as
9 a.m.? You're in Michigan, right?
No. So they're going to call from California time frame. So the earliest they could do it is at 10.
4
10
hours
to
later.
11.
Yeah. 10 to 11.
Your time, 10 to 11. Yeah. Would that work
for you? Yeah. Let's do Friday at 10.
Friday at 10 it is. All right. Let me change that here. Okay. Let me go ahead. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email. And it's a Google invite. I'm going to send that same email over to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to that meeting, okay? Give me 2 seconds here. And it's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it. I just sent that over right now. Put a reminder phone to.
Hi, Lucky. Hi, buddy.
Okay, I just sent that over to you. Let me know when you receive that so that way we can hit yes on there. All right.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
All right, beautiful.
Well, I'm just coming in from...
Oh, man.
Just left
all right.
The job. I'm home already. It was close by, so...
There you go. That's always convenient, right?
Yeah, we like that. Well, that's why I like working in the Downriver area. Everything's centrally located down here where I'm at, so, and I don't need to drive 30 minutes to make money. There's enough in this little area. Yeah, there's plenty of work.
Oh, believe me, there is. Yeah, I believe you, actually.
When I first started out with the SEO before, it was I couldn't handle the calls. I got another company taking on calls for me and paying me to take calls, basically.
That much?
And, oh, yeah. And I hired two guys, put them out there in their own trucks, and I was running two. There was three of us. And still had to turn work down.
Wow.
So, you know, but the economy's different now than from then. And it
True.
Dropped off, and I don't know what he was doing, but we were up there, but he quit. Said, I can't afford it no more. I ain't getting no money. I said, well, when you shut it down for 2 weeks and I get no calls, what do you expect? Ain't no calls,
right.
You ain't getting no money. And it was deal. I paid him as I got paid, after I got paid, end of the month. And I had no problem. I always paid. You know, I was honest as I could be. And it is what it is. And they just started dropping the ball, and all of a sudden, I was, okay, I'm going to start taking care of me.
At the end of the day, that's all you can do is take care of yourself first, you know. And I always have to tell myself that, saying that out loud, you know, in order to take care of others, because I'm very selfless when it comes to that, you know. So I got to remember, I got to take care of myself in order to be able to, you know, take care of others. So.
Yeah, keep going, yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, so while we're waiting for this, too, now, Ken, as far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google then? Like 24/7, Monday through Friday? What do you think?
Monday through Friday. I don't want to work weekends no more.
I hear you.
Monday through Friday. You can go from 7 to 6.
Okay.
I'm fine.
It's not
with
like
that.
You're not married to it either. Anytime you want to change that up, just let us know.
No, I know.
Yeah. All right. And now, do you want the customers to only be able to call you, or do you want them to be able to text you or email you or all three?
Call.
Just call. Got it.
Call.
I like it. I'm old school like that myself. All right.
Yeah, yeah, that's just easier.
Now,
I'm driving down the road. I can't do text, you know what I mean? But I can talk. I use a Bluetooth. I've got a Bluetooth since they come out. And I'm able to take the calls and handle the calls. And then I pass the phone to him, and I let him type in what we need and where we're going and tell him when we can be there. That's all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's always safer, too. You know, you don't want to text and drive.
Right.
Now, let's go over your target areas. I mean, do you want to just hit it like as if it's a specific mileage or from where you're at, or do you want to do specific
zip codes?
I got cities. Cities? Perfect.
Yeah,
what do we got?
Yeah. I don't have the zip codes.
Okay, that's
but,
all right.
We've got Taylor.
Okay.
We've got Allen Park. I don't know how many can you do.
Keep it going, sir.
It
this is
matter.
All. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yep.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
Wyandotte.
Okay.
Lincoln Park. Riverview. Brownstown. Trenton.
Trenton. Okay.
Gibraltar.
How do you spell that one?
Seriously?
No.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm just messing with you. All right.
And
I'm good
Rockwood.
Next one. And Rockwood. Okay. All right.
That should might cover us, I think.
Okay. Beautiful. And I'm going to put in there, just in case, in parentheses, any type of things like this that you may want to add more. That way they could revisit it on Friday, just in case if you forgot something or if I misspell something, I want to make sure that they have it correct from the very get-go, okay? So I'm going to put that here.
I wonder why his email ain't come yet.
That's what I'm wondering right now. So let me see here. Oh, check your spam or junk mails just in case. Maybe it might have gotten there.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Okay, I'll go do that. Yep, I went to spam. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Well, that's the first for me on this one, and I've been here for a while. Okay. It's one of the. It is someone that you recognize.
Report not
in that
spam.
Way.
That's what I'm going to put.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know where it just went though.
Probably went right to your inbox after that.
There we go. Okay.
Dude.
All right. You want me to respond? You said.
Don't respond. Yes. Just hit yes. Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Oh. So let me look at it. And I didn't read it.
Yeah, so it should say yes, no, or maybe on there.
All right, yeah, I did yes.
Beautiful. Right, okay.
You get it? Allow notifications, absolutely.
Yes, please. Put that on. Yep. Okay. Okay. Now, next part here is for the domain name for the website. Do you have the domain name already?
Yes.
Okay. What would that?
Camvallis Plumbing and Sewer Inc.
Oh, beautiful. That's just beautiful. I love it. All right. Let me put this in here. That way we can set that up. Now, regardless, no matter what, that's going to be your domain, okay? It's not like anything of that nature where you hear crazy things like that, where they say, oh, yeah, well, that guy stole our domain. We can't even do that if we wanted to, okay? We're just going to be managers on that website. If you ever wanted to look at the traffic through there and everything, it will be on your dashboard for you, okay? So I'll let you know on that. Yes, sir.
That's what I don't have with the other guy.
Really? He didn't allow you to do any of that?
No. I don't have any access to it. I have information, yeah. Well, it's up there. I'm seeing it, but you're not. But I don't know if it's because I'm in the area or what, but something's, he just keeps calling and it seems like it's more money he wants. And he's back pages and he said he's going to buy another 2,000 back pages. You know, and I'm like,
Sometimes you can get flagged for that. No, yeah, seriously. All right. Well, don't worry.
He wants to have a total of 2,500. He wants to have a total, because I got to get in front of the other guy that's beating me right now. At least that's what he's telling me.
It's not about how much money you're spending. It's working with the right people that know what they're doing. Anyway, so far as payment structure, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept by cash, check, Zelle, credit card?
Cash, check, Zelle, credit card, money orders. Don't put money orders. That's just a funny thing I say. Cash, check, or money orders.
All right, I don't judge. No judgment here. All right.
No, we don't work for food.
Yes, sir. Now, I do have to ask, the business is licensed and insured, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and then also, let's go over your bread and butter here. Services that you want to be found for. Now, I know I'm putting you on the spot because right now I just want to put something so when our team talks to you, they're not going to start from scratch. They're going to have things already put in algorithms to say, all right, we have these suggestions for you as well, too, that can really help, things like that. So as long as I have the bare essentials in here, that'd be great. Obviously plumbing, but I mean, I remember you want to do like tankless water heaters, things like that, right? Water backups.
Right.
Okay.
Water backups. Sump pumps.
Sump pumps. Okay. Okay. Anything else I can put in here?
Water heater repairs. Toilets.
Toilets. Okay.
Faucet repairs and replacements.
Faucet repairs and replacements. Okay.
Drains.
Oh, how did I forget that one? Okay. Yep. Drains. Perfect. And I'm going to put, again, same thing. Okay. Yeah. There we go. I'm going to put in the parentheses that you want to add more, okay? Just so that way they bring that up and they can go over that extra keywords that might even help out with those keywords. You never know. So I want to make sure they talk to you about that, okay? All right. I think we have it all in here. Let me double check. We're looking good. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send this over to our team right now. Now, the next part here is to protect you, so I'm not accepting a no, okay, for an answer here. This is to go ahead and put everything under recording for your pricing. That way you're protecting and grandfathered in for the life of you being with us on this pricing, okay? All right, so I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify you. Answer as clearly as possible. If for any reason you have any questions, any concerns, stop me in my tracks and just ask away. That's what I'm here for. All right, Ken? All right, so here we go. I'm going to hit record on this. Let's get it going. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cam Vallis Plumbing and Sewer, Inc.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the company.
Kenneth Vallis, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on that part right there. Ken, after this recording part here, we're going to set up a security question and answer. Anytime we call in, you'll know it's us calling because we will only ask a security question. We will never give out your answer. And just don't forget your own answer. I want to make sure you're not locked out of your own account, but that's how we're going to keep everything confidential here, okay? Yeah, I just want to make sure. We'll talk a little more after this recording part, so I'm going to continue. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on February 13th in the non-refundable amount of $548. That's already including the website fee in there, okay? When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 13th of each month in the amount of only $449. It will be recurring $449 from there on. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number I will provide to you after this. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Just want to make sure you're protected on that pricing there, man. Before I forget, the email that we sent out to you should have that direct line, the 877 number. If not, I would like to give that to you now, Ken, because it's very important you have a way to contact us. It's voice activated.
Yeah, let me look and see what's on there.
Okay.
It is not.
It is? Okay. Oh, it's not?
No, it's all right. Not. No, it's not.
Let me know when you're ready. I'm going to give you that number now.
Go ahead.
All right. 877-635-6225. All right. You can save it as Local Splash. All right, perfect. Yeah, so when you call in, we're open 10 a.m., 7 p.m., 10 to 7, Monday through Friday, okay? If you say website, there'll be a team available for you to talk to you about your account, how they can help you with your website, and still be knowledgeable with everything else that it will be linked for, okay? Same thing with anything else there, all right? Now, this next part, security question. You have 3 choices. You could choose and make up any answer you want. Just don't forget it, okay? I joke around about it, but it actually happens. So forget your own password or login. All right. So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay. And again, this will never change, okay? So what would that answer be?
All right. The answer.
All right, sounds good. And I'm going to go ahead and put this in and save it. So, again, if any reason you feel some red flags where you're talking, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If you feel off on it, hang up the phone and call that 877 number. They will ask that security question, okay?
Okay.
Last part here. Ken, on the card that we're using, is it spelled out Kenneth Vallis or is it just Ken Vallis?
Ken Vallis Plumbing.
Oh, I love it. All right. And then also, is it to the same billing address, the 14213?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using today? Master, Visa,
correct,
Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa it is. Now, Ken, For security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4427-3225-3837-3742.
All right. And the expiration date?
0229.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code?
959.
All right. Now, before I process any payment, now you know I'm lying to you, man. We got you a really nice promotional rate, so I'm going to refresh it like 3 times just to make sure our systems stay the same as well, too, for that, okay? So hang in there with me here. I just like to play safe and sorry, you know?
Right.
Boom. All right. One last time. And we're looking good. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $548. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I like to keep to my promises here.
All right.
I want to make sure as soon as you get a text or an email, whichever comes to you, let me know. And then I can show you the process, the breakdown of everything we discussed in there, okay?
Yep.
All right. Beautiful. It just went through on my side, so it should be coming to you any minute here.
Yep.
Okay.
Text, right? Oh, no way.
Yep. Text and email.
Text?
It'll come to you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I got a text.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. In that text message, there's a spot where it says a link, where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. Yep, we're going to click on that.
Okay.
In here is your breakdown of everything we discussed. Out of your $449 package, which is the Google Ads, there'll be $300 of those dollars we're putting towards your ads already, so you never have to worry about higher billing or anything like that. Website, I got you a sweet promotional thing that it's me putting out there for you. So you don't have to worry about any payments or anything like that for this website. You're all set on here. Okay, so you never have to pay a dime further than today for your website. All right. So there is other descriptions of short descriptions of other packages that you can utilize. But if you decide to do that, like I said, please let me know so that way I can apply the promotional rate to those other packages. All right. I don't want you paying the normal cost. Take your time on it. If you have questions, let me know. The bottom, 2 checkboxes you have to hit. Everyone misses it. They're pretty darn small. But you're going to type in the first and last name, just like I always shows on the card, okay? Let me know where it goes from there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll be signing on my end over here. You just let me know if you have anything for me.
All right.
All right.
This is a plug-in fee for $49. That's already covered.
Everything is covered for you. Yes, sir. Okay. And also, I'm going to put this here, too.
Termination fee. If I terminate, I have to pay.
Yeah. No. So there is a different website that we developed that does e-commerce and really extravagant website. That's not what you're having here. So that anything for my site on that part is excluded for you on there. So if you decided to do e-commerce and things like that, then please let me know. Maybe we might be able to help you out and not be able to have any charges for that as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect.
Well, I signed it. Now what do I do?
Does it take you to – where does it take you next? We'll have to go with that.
Or. I hit the two buttons.
Okay.
A link. There's a link down below. Send it to that. Is that what I do is to send it or what?
No, it should say like a confirmation that that's you, right?
Yeah, it's a signature. Your name, Ken Vallis. Two,
yep.
And that's it. That's all I can read.
Okay. And does it say, like, confirm?
No.
Hmm. Let's see here.
Got my phone number up top.
Let me follow you here. Give me a second. Give me 2 seconds here. Okay. And it was 2 checkboxes you clicked, and then signed your and typed in your name, correct?
I didn't type anything, and it popped it in my name, Ken Vallis. No, I hit I'm reading it. That was, it bubbled up on the first page. And it says, hello, your local business interested in getting more leads. Some little lady popped in on here. Is that you guys or no?
No. Don't click on anything else there. Yeah.
No.
So that's kind of weird. All right.
Back to the page.
Yes, please. I was going
to
say.
Got the agreement. The SMS message sent to my phone number.
Yep.
And as I certified that I am an authorized holder and signature to credit card.
Okay.
And then it won't let me do anything. As I'm scrolling, it's pulling it.
Oh. Where it shows where you would have to sign, like usually, you know, like a, you know, a signature in there, click that.
Nothing there. I did. I'm clicking all over it.
Nothing, huh?
Splash terms and conditions. I pulled up. Oh, wait a minute. Oh. This lady popped up in here. So I got to go back. Yeah, I can't. Nothing to click on.
If it comes too much of an issue, I mean, we could always do it through the email instead, too.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have to. I'm sure that just came through.
Okay. It will be the email that says, local splash initial invoice. That's the one.
Mm-hmm. It says something about dashboard. Pictures needed for Google verification.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah, that's going to be for Friday. Yeah, yeah.
Well, down here in Local Splash, what? Welcome to Local Splash. Oh, initial. Invoice.
Yep, that's the one.
Is that what you want?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Hold on, I got to put my glasses on. I'm going to blow up big enough to read.
There's that.
I don't see any place to sign. Like a receipt, if anything.
So when you're in there, and it said the same thing, like click here to accept your subscription terms, right?
Welcome to Local Splash. Yeah. Access your dashboard. There's two of them in there. No.
No, not that.
I got like three emails from you just now.
Yeah.
None of them are what we want. One wants pictures. The other one says welcome. The other one's initial invitation.
Local Splash initial invoice one? That one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, that's the one. Yep, in there.
All right. Well, I see it, but...
Okay.
Notes, you know, authorization, 548, nowhere to sign, nothing to do.
Weird. Okay. Well, I wanted to at least show you that once you sign that, it takes you to your login for your dashboard already. So that way you know, hey, listen, we mean business here. We're going to move quick on this stuff. But by Friday, they will give you the login and password for that dashboard to show you how to maneuver through it, because it is that important, not only to us, but to you as well, I'm assuming, too. All right, so on Friday here, I'll just put notation for that, so that way they can make sure they do that. I had trouble.
Click here to accept terms.
Yep.
Okay.
That was
so
it.
Brought that back up. Okay.
Okay, there we go.
But again, same thing though. Same thing as the first one when I got from the other text. There's no place. Nothing here. Terms and conditions. It says it's got a 3/4 of a page, and it's got my mobile phone number, my number, then it's a checkbox. I checkbox it. SMN message sent to my phone number. And it says on another checkbox, I certified that I'm an authorized user, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
That's it. But no way to send none. Can't send it. There's nowhere to send it. I've checked them. but I can't send them.
That's wild. All right.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's crazy.
And then signature says your name, Convalis 2, and that's all I can read. I can't see anything.
Oh.
I can't do anything.
Right below where it says your name, I want you to click right there. I know you can't see very well on that, but it might be small enough. If you click on it, then it should pop up where you could print your name on there.
No.
Nothing, huh?
I'm into the bar.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's all right. On Friday, I'll make sure that they address that right away, too. And actually, I want to make sure it's for future other customers, too. So give me a minute here.
Yes, problem.
Yeah.
Right off the bat here. Yeah, I can't sign up. So, yeah, no matter what I do. And if I hit there's a link there, terms and conditions. Well, that's in the background of
right.
that three-quarter page. And I'm going to, even if I click that, you know.
That's wild. Okay, that's all right, though. Mm-hmm. Not a biggie on here. At least you have your invoice. You have it breakdown. Everything like I promised, man. You know, I just want to make sure I keep all my promises here in my word. I just rather feel more comfortable, but at least on Friday, I already put this in here for them. So on Friday, they'll be able to show you how to maneuver through it. They're going to give you a login and password. That way you can always check it through your phone, computer, laptop, tablet, however you like. Okay? That's going to be your next best friend, though. Okay?
Okay.
But,
absolutely.
Yes, sir. Well, Ken, I appreciate your patience with everything on that one. And
right.
But I'm going to say this. Congratulations, man. You know, welcome to the family.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're most welcome. And we will talk to you on Friday. Please make sure if you have any pictures and testimonials, stuff like that, have it ready. That makes it things a lot more smoother on our end to, you know, get this the way you need it to and in a timely manner, too. Okay?
Testimonials. Now, could I take them from my other website?
I would.
Reviews?
Yeah, I would. Yes, sir.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, why not? I mean, having my side business myself, that is the number one thing that actually drove other customers to move forward. You know, not hearing
right.
about what I can do, but what I did for the customers and hearing it from them. That it was
right.
monumental. So definitely suggest
okay.
that. Okay. All right. Well, Ken. Did you have any other questions for me while you had me on the phone here before I let you go?
No, we're good.
All right, man. Hey, we're going to do very well with you, sir. All right, I'm going to keep an eye on this account as well, too. Yes, sir. Me too. All right, partner.
All right.
We'll talk to you on Friday.
Right, thanks,
if you have any other questions or anything, let me know. All right. You take care of
that. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.